Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Fin for Tools is proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Thank you, Heidi, and welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim the Tool Man Taylor. I think you all know my assistant, Al...
Borland.
Well, today on Tool Time,
Tim and I are going to be talking about refinishing.
That's right, Al. And just when you're finished repairing that old table, you think you're finished. But you're not really finished until you refinish.
Are you finished?
No, but I have an uncle who lives in Denmark.
Tim.
Actually, his name's Lars. We've taken the first coat off of this table, now we're ready to sand it down, put our last coat of stain on there.
But before you get started, you want to be sure to wear protective eyewear and dust mask.
That's right.
Because allergic reactions to wood are common when working with members of the nut-bearing family.
Like the Borlands.
It's also a good idea to wear protective gloves.
Al, you're starting to act like my mother. If that beard were any thicker, you'd look like your mother.
Tim, I think it's a good idea to wear the gloves.
I've been working with wood all my life. I'm not allergic to hardwood.
That's not the point. There's a lot of dust here, and, well, you can develop an allergy over time. Symptoms can include puffiness around the eyes, severe rash, extreme swelling.
Oh, Al, I think you may be right. My eyes are really itchy. We just had lunch with the crew. They loved the gag day. Klaus almost choked on his hot dog. They loved the way the hand swelled up, man. It's funny.
Not as swelled up as your head.
What's eating your shorts?
My shorts are fine, thank you.
Well, you're going to be a load of laughs at dinner tonight. Not like you've ever been a load of laughs.
Well, I don't think that Eileen and I can make it.
Jill's expecting you.
Well, it's not a good night for us.
Why not?
It's personal. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you tell me. I won't tell anybody. I'm your best friend. I'm your only friend.
And it's a remark like that that makes me not want to tell you.
You're kidding. I can see a big flannel cloud hovering over your head. Come on, Al. Tell me what's the matter.
Well, last night something very disturbing happened. Eileen had a dream.
No. Not a dream. While she was sleeping? I don't know. Scientists may want to study her.
You don't understand. It was a very passionate dream. Clothes were strewn about.
Not strewn about.
Yes, strewn. And she was talking to this man who she said had a very deep voice. And they were riding a golden stallion, and he was wearing bicycle shorts.
Get a grip, will you? It's a dream, fella. Come on. Don't you dream at other women sometimes?
No, my dreams are good, clean fun.
You're driving yourself crazy over a silly dream with some jerk in it.
Well, it wasn't just some jerk, Tim. It was you.
Really?
Oh, Oh, I shouldn't have told you that.
Sure you should have. A golden stallion. Yeah, yeah. Tight bicycle short.
Tim!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just a dream. It's a very common dream. Women all over the tri-state area look at me as a symbol of virility.
All I can say is I don't want you showing up in her dreams again, or there's going to be trouble.
Are we going to fall asleep and dream like you're beating me up?
Okay, I know that it's not your fault. It's just that Eileen means so much to me. And, well, I wanted to be the one on that golden stallion riding into the sunset wearing skimpy bicycle shorts.
There's a pretty picture.
E-A-T. Eat.
Okay, that's 3 points.
And it only took you half an hour to come up with it.
Okay, Randy, it's your turn.
All right. Put an M on top of the E and then L-O-N. That's melon. Double word score, 14 points.
Pretty good. Watch this. After the N, I'll add O-L-O-G-Y. That's 16 points.
Melanology?
The study of melons.
There's no such word as melanology.
Yeah, there is. Call the fruit section at the grocery store.
Well, who should I ask for? The melanologist?
Hey, hi, guys.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad.
Scrabble. It's a great way to learn words. Who put down melanology?
Me.
All right. Hi. So proud, Brad. Playing Scrabble, he came up with melanology.
That's not a word, Tim.
Melanology, the study of guys named Mel.
Did you tell Al and Eileen to come for dinner at 7?
Yeah. They almost didn't come. Al was a little upset because apparently Eileen had a dream about me.
What'd she eat before she went to sleep?
Get this. She dreamed that I was riding a golden stallion with a deep, sexy voice and tight bicycle shorts.
Wow. She must have had a big bean burrito.
Really? You know, a lot of women watch Tool Time, and sooner or later they are thinking, I want him. Smirk, if you will, but you're not the only woman who dreams about me.
I don't dream about you, Tim. It's bad enough I have to see you when I'm awake. Hey, guys, come pick this laundry, take it upstairs, fold it, and put it away.
Sure, Mom.
Yes, Mother.
They actually did it.
All right, be honest with me. When you dream about me, what am I usually wearing?
I told you, I don't dream about you.
Well, who do you dream about?
Yeah, the usual.
Usual, like Mario Andretti, Al Unser, that sort of stuff?
No, that's who you dream about. The guy that I dream about isn't even real.
Well, if he's not real, it's like a cartoon character, like Bullwinkle?
No, Tim, it's not Bullwinkle.
Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, that's right. You really know me. Me and Scooby-Doo. I hold Scooby's hand. We walk along a Scooby beach. Do a little Scooby diving.
Come on. If it isn't Scooby-Doo or Bullwinkle, who is it?
I'm not gonna tell you. You just make fun of me.
No, no. Make a deal. I'll tell you what I dream about if you tell me what you dream about.
I don't want to know what you dream about.
All right, it's your turn.
All right, if you must know, I dream about Tarzan.
Tarzan of the jungle?
No, Tarzan of St. Louis.
Tarzan doesn't even have a car.
We don't need a car. We never leave the treehouse. You see, it's just Tarzan and me. I'm Jane. I'm wearing this cute little leopard skin outfit, and I have big, beautiful breasts.
I dream about that, too. What's the big deal about Tarzan?
Well, Tarzan's very strong, but sensitive. Takes me in his arms, pulls me up to this big, huge, muscular chest. I can hear his heart beating. My heart beats faster. I close my eyes. He starts kissing my neck. Joe. Then he starts kissing...
Got a minute.
Sorry. God, is it hot in here? You told Alan Eileen 7, right? It's 10 after. They're still not here.
Oh, Eileen. Probably wanted to get in a nap. Have one more dream about me for tonight.
Stop it right there. No jokes about Eileen's dream tonight.
The last thing in the world I want to talk about tonight is me on a golden stallion. Dressed in bicycle shorts so tight, no woman could resist me.
This is not something that you should joke about, Tim.
What, you're saying I can't be myself in my own home?
Yes, exactly. Be somebody else, anybody else.
Well, I certainly hope Eileen can control herself. You know how sexy my deep voice is to her. Well,
then do us all a favor and shut up.
Hi.
Hi.
Come on in.
How are you? It's so great of you guys to have us over.
Oh, it's so nice to have you.
I brought a very lovely tart.
Al, that's no way to talk about Eileen.
I was talking about...
Honey, he was kidding. What? Tim, you have a delightful sense of humor.
Thanks, I try.
Well, you know, I have a delightful sense of humor, too. A lot of people find me hilarious.
Well, of course you are. It's just that your humor is more subtle.
Yeah, sometimes Al doesn't even get it.
You guys want some wine?
I'd love some.
I could be persuaded to partake.
Well, would you like to go sit down? Oh, could you take the cheese with you when you go?
Great.
I love a good cheese ball.
So, Eileen, how was work today?
Oh, actually, I had a pretty tough day today.
Well, you know what they say about the dental world? It's like pulling teeth. It's pulling teeth.
Actually, Al, most orthodontists don't pull teeth.
I know that. I was making a joke.
A good one. Just a lot more subtle than one I would have picked. Cheers.
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 I'm trying a new recipe tonight. I hope you all like it.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be great. Mm. I am so hungry, I could eat a horse.
You're in luck. Jill cooks stallion.
Yeah.
Did I say stallion? I meant scallion. Big golden scallion.
Tim, would you just, could you please
just... I'm just talking about scallions.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, it's not like I said she's cooking bicycle shorts.
Wait a minute. Bicycle shorts. Al, did you tell him about my dream?
Well, no. Yes?
I told you that in confidence.
And I told you that in confidence.
And I told you not to bring up Eileen's dream.
Tim told you?
You told Jill?
He shouldn't have.
Al, this is all your fault.
It's Tim's fault.
Not my fault. She had the dream.
Would you please shut up?
Hey, what are we talking about? It's out now. We can have a big laugh about it now, huh?
I have never been so embarrassed.
Tim, Eileen.
Guys, come on. What's the big deal? It's just a silly dream. Dad. Jill dreams about being naked running around with Tarzan.
Tim! Can I ever confide in you again? I tell you something in private and now the whole world knows.
No, well, it's not like the whole world knows.
I'm really sorry, Jill.
I'm sorry, too.
Hey. Eileen, come on.
What? You gotta like guests like that that don't overstay their welcome.
Tell him about me.
Will you get away from that window? Come on.
They're really going at it out there.
I hope you're happy now. Do you ever stop and think before you make these stupid jokes?
I couldn't help it. She set me up. She said horse.
Oh, and the only thing that you could come up with is...
At least she's not cooking bicycle shorts.
You are supposed to be Al's friend.
I am Al's friend. Look, he was really upset about this, and I was trying to help him get over it.
By embarrassing him?
No. By making him laugh. I thought if he laughed, he'd realize this is just a silly dream.
How do you think that Al's feeling right now? How do you think Eileen is feeling? How do you think I'm feeling? You told him about my Tarzan dream.
Well, how do you think I'm feeling?
What do you have to feel bad about?
I don't know. Give me a minute. Joe, it's going to be okay. They're a couple. They had a little tiff. They'll get over it. Every relationship goes through stuff like this. In the long run, Al is going to thank me for this.
Well, thank you, Tim. Eileen broke up with me. She took my car and never wants to see me again.
Al, she's coming back.
How would you know?
Well, if she does, it's Grand Theft Auto.
Practicing for the ballet, Wilson?
No, Tim. I'm just reacquainting myself with Tai Chi, an ancient form Chinese exercise. It balances the female and the male, the yin and the yang.
Over here, the yin thinks the yang is a yidiot.
Troubles, neighbor Tim.
I don't know. Troubles. Al's girlfriend, Eileen, had a dream about me, so I made a joke about it, and she got upset and broke up with Al, and Jill thinks it's all my fault.
Well, Tim, humor can be a wonderful thing. The Quran says he deserves paradise who makes his companions laugh.
Yeah. Those Koreans know what's funny.
On the other hand, Tim, Cervantes, the 16th century novelist, said, a jest that gives pain is no jest. In this case, you might have caused a little bit of pain.
Well, I certainly didn't mean to. Jokes are what I'm all about. That's why people like me.
Well, maybe sometimes you go too far.
I just didn't take the dream that seriously.
Some people do. You know, dreams can have a deep and profound meaning. You know what the psychoanalyst Carl Jung said?
Yin, yang, Jung. Where does it end, Wilson?
Jung said that dreams were merely symbols of something else. Plus, he recognized the significance of names and letters in dreams. In particular, first initials.
First initials, mm-hmm. Eh? Jill dreams about Tarzan and Jane. That's a T and a J. She's Jane, that's Jill. T could be Tim. Tim and Jill. We're Tarzan and Jane.
Very good, Tarzan. Jung would be impressed.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Tim.
Al, I called your house to see if you needed a ride, but you were already gone.
Heidi gave me a ride.
So Eileen still has your car?
Yes.
Hey, buddy, look on the bright side. Without a car, you get some exercise. Ride your bike to work. I'll loan you my bicycle shorts.
Sorry, Tim, I'm not my usual jocular self.
Well, the other night, I certainly didn't mean to upset you or Eileen. I shoot my mouth off, and you're just a big bearded bullseye.
Was that supposed to be an apology?
Yeah.
You see, even in your apologies, you have to insult me.
I'm kidding. You want to rehearse for the show?
You never want to rehearse.
Thought maybe it'd make you feel better.
It's not going to make me feel better.
Al, I only make fun of people and joke around with people I like.
You must like me an awful lot.
I think of you like one of my brothers.
You do?
Yeah, I used to joke and gag with them all the time. That's why most of them won't speak to me to this day.
So what you're saying is that when you make fun of my weight and my beard, it's because you like me?
Yeah.
How about when you tease me about wearing flannel?
I do that because you look ridiculous.
Now, I never told you this, Tim, but I think of you as a brother, too. I lean.
Of course you lean. You're lopsided.
I just stopped by to give you your car. I gotta go back to work.
Eileen, I'm so sorry that I told Tim about that dream. It's just that I was so upset. I didn't feel like I was man enough for you.
You really felt that way?
Yes.
Oh, Al. You are the manliest man I've ever met.
Well, then why were you dreaming about Tim?
Oh, can I take a crack at that one? There's this Korean philosopher, Ying Yang Yoon. And he talks about dreams, and dreams are a lot about initials. She's dreaming about Tim Taylor. Actually, it's TT. Could have been Tub of Tomatoes. Or Tony the Tiger. Ooh, tater tot, tater tot. That's it. Tater tot. You put a flannel shirt on a tater tot, we got you.
Thanks, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
You've been a big help.
I'm good with dreams.
Oh, Al. It was just a silly dream. When I'm awake, all I dream about is you.
Well, all I dream about is you.
Really?
Yes.
You know, I'm thinking TT could be tool time. It could be ta-ta.
This little piggy went to work.
Should have had that last burrito, huh?